Lawmakers and scientists agree on this. Building schools close to freeways is a bad idea. Nobody wants young people breathing all that air pollution. So it's a nice thought, but if you're in Los Angeles, just try to find a site that is not near a freeway. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
A small road, a metal fence, and a concrete barrier are all that separate the Santa Monica Freeway from the playground at Marvin Avenue Elementary School. This is where 10-year-old Ariana Lopez and her schoolmates play at recess.
It worries me because we're breathing pollutionary air from the cars. It's like we shouldn't be so next to the freeway.
Lopez worries about her best friend who has respiratory problems, and Norma Ramirez frets about her 7-year-old son, Alex.
As soon as he came to that school, he started sick with a breathing problem, asthma. And I think it's the reason because the school is right next to the freeway.
UCLA public health professor John Freund says freeway contaminants are a definite threat.
We now associate particles with asthma and allergic airway disease, cardiovascular disease and atherosclerosis, lesions in the heart. These small particles penetrate into the brain. Oh, and lung cancer.
Such findings were the basis of a state law passed 4 years ago to limit where all new public schools in California could be built. Still, LA is constructing 5 new public schools less than 500 feet away from freeways, and officials are considering even more. For example, 2 new high schools under construction in downtown L.A. are a stone's throw from the 101 and 110 freeways.
LAUSD is in the middle of the largest public works program in the country.
School board president Monica Garcia says after 3 decades of building nothing, L.A. Unified is now trying to play catch-up.
We're building 150 schools in a period of 8 years, absolutely in the middle of an urban area where traffic and congestion is part of our daily lives. We have issues around the quality of air. In particularly, there are some communities that are surrounded by freeways.
So the choices of where to build new schools are limited, says LA School Superintendent David Brewer.
We clearly do not want to build schools in a hazardous area within, say, a 500 to 1,000 feet of the freeway. But let's face facts, we're in Los Angeles. This is Freeway City.
Already 92 LA public schools violate the legal limit, says Angelo Bolomo, who heads the school district's Office of Environmental Health and Safety.
We can't directly regulate the freeway emissions, but we can limit exposure to students that are in our schools by placing a buffer between the active portions of the campus and the freeway. That's one method. Another method is to rely on the fact that our students spend the majority of their time indoors. And so if we can enhance the standard ventilation and filtration equipment, we can improve the quality of air for the time that they're spending indoors.
Yeah, you can close the windows and you can do all that, but it's not going to make the health problem go away.
Dr. Freunds, who heads UCLA's Pollution Prevention Education and Research Center, says school officials are making a big mistake.
Yes, LA is Freeway City, but they should be saying to themselves, how can I get schools as far away as possible? Not, how can I not follow the law and find excuses to justify it?
In the coming months, LA School Board will decide whether to begin construction on at least 2 more schools near the 110 freeway that runs the length of the city. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.